This is the Fletch, Vaughn and Megan podcast. Thanks to Spark, get even more data with their prepaid rollover packs.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
Hello, good morning. Welcome to the show, Fletch, Vaughn and Megan. We've got a power hour coming up for ZM's Secret Sound. So six guesses in a row.
Six consecutive guesses at 7.
Yep, at 7 o'clock. Now, yesterday, Megan and I were just discussing this latest clue that went up. It's a picture of Soundkeeper Gary, and behind him is just a red dot.
A red circle.
A red circle. You reckon it could be like the Japan red dot, Megan?
Oh, I don't know.
The rising sun from the Japanese flag.
But then it's not the same red as the Japanese flag.
Eh?
But it's got a purple background. That might be slightly...
And the clue before that was this: to set the sound free, you must be aware the sound you seek is part of a pair.
Oh.
So I don't know how that relates to this.
I don't know. I've got nothing. I really have got nothing.
All the clues that we've had are all the wrong guesses. ZM Online, $50,000 cash. It is getting crazy. Like,
do you know what's more annoying is Ross Boss was like, oh, the latest clue will be so obvious. It's like, oh,
I've got no idea.
Yeah, because he's one of the three people that knows what it is.
Yeah.
So if you want to have a crack at that, 7 o'clock, six guesses in a row, and then I think we've just got to pressure Gary. He's sick of waking up early every morning, isn't he?
We can remind him about
that. We can remind him of that. We'll take some more guesses today. We'll give you lots of chances. Big show today. A couple of guests joining us.
Yeah, John Boyega's on the phone. He is in Pacific Rim 2.
Yeah.
Pacific Rim Uprising. He's also Finn from Star Wars. He's got a whole bunch of movies in production as well. He's a very, very busy man.
And also Patrick from Maths is going to join us in studio.
He'd probably get mobbed on the street about as much as John Boyega, I'd say, if not more at the moment,
Judging
by the popularity of Married at First Sight.
Yeah, he's the good guy this season as opposed to Dean.
So Patrick from Maths joining us in studio just after 8 this morning. John Boyega on the phone, 7:25.
All right, you lot, listen up. It's story time.
Three news headlines for three interesting, quirky, unusual news stories that I've found from headlines, news sites around the world. Vaughn and Megan pick one headline and we get into that story. That's how story time works. Headline one, pure artisan mountain lawsuit. Headline two, don't call Austrian police officers Smurfs on Facebook. And headline three, toes up for man.
Why would you call an Austrian police officer a Smurf on Facebook? Is a Smurf an insult in Austria?
I don't know, because the Smurfs aren't Austrian. They're Belgian. Belgium? Belgian?
Belgian.
Do you say Belgian?
Yeah, Belgianese. You do, yeah. Belgian.
What did you say? Smurfs are Belgian?
Belgian. The guy that invented Smurfs are Belgian. Oh. It was a Belgian.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember driving past a sign in Europe. It was like, really? Smurf World or something. There's a Smurf World.
What's the name of the guy that invented...
Maybe I'm thinking of...
No, you're right. Belgium. They spoke French. The original Smurfs spoke French. And what's his name, the guy that invented them? The guy that invented the Smurfs. He's only got one name. He's like Madonna, but it's not Madonna. Madonna didn't invent the Smurfs. God, imagine if Madonna invented
Gargamel?
The Smurfs. No, it's not Gargamel.
Oh, right. Okay. Well,
I just want to... Like, was he a blue-looking... Payo.
I don't know, maybe they were in blue uniforms would be the only reason.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay.
And maybe they wear white hats, the Austrian police, I'm not sure.
Right. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's Payo. He invented the Smurfs and he called them Les Schmurftrumps.
Okay.
That was their name.
They do wear white hats. They wear blue uniforms.
Apart from Papa
and
Smurf.
White hats.
So Papa Smurf wears a red hat.
Yes,
because he's Papa Smurf.
No, I mean the police in Austria.
Oh, okay. The sergeants wear a red hat. They have to have a white beard and be super wise. Fantastic. Okay.
So, what was story
dealt with that one adequately? Oh, as a guy, he cut off his thumb and he got his big toe put on his thumb.
Oh,
yeah. Multiple. That's apparently a legit thing to do.
Yeah, takes a while to get, you know, obviously get it attached and stuff, but he'll be hitchhiking within weeks.
Before you know it, with a little fat thumb. Because my thumb and my toe couldn't be more different.
Yeah, I know. Imagine that, you see someone hitchhiking with a toe.
Wait, you think it's hard now to use your thumb to reach across your phone screen to hit a letter on the other side when you're typing. Imagine reaching across, only getting halfway and hitting five letters at once.
How would I get my nails done? be like, oh, just ignore the...
Yeah, the fat, yeah. Wide one. The really wide one.
So, story number one then?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Pure Artisan Mountain lawsuit. We go to Sacramento now, California. And Brendan Peacock, he's okay. A 37-year-old man. He has filed a federal lawsuit against a brewing company alleging false advertising for its sales of Olympia beer products. Now, Olympia beer, it's the water, is one of their slogans.
Oh, it's the water that makes it, right.
It's
makes
the
it so
water
good.
That makes it, yeah. Right. You know, the beer comes from Artisan Spring Water and Tumwater Wash.
Tumwater Wash sounds pretty Western, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. Olympia's beer website says blends nature's finest raw material from the fields of the Great Northwest into an icon as stunning as the land itself. Pure mountain water and golden barley tan this smooth sculptured beer like Mount Olympia itself.
Oh, I mean, this is painting a real picture of this water.
Yeah, well, apparently it just comes from the tap.
And he's like a treated town supply.
Well, he's alleging it comes from the town supply. It's unclear where the water actually comes from, adding that parts of the water is chlorinated and contaminated by industrial solvents in the past. So they've had water treatment problems in the past. And he's
I thought he was going to say that he had tested and there was industrial solvents in the water and the beer.
No, not in the beer. The beer itself is fine. But he's saying, well, you can't be wiring on about Artisan Mountain Springs.
No, you can't
When it's coming out of the town water supply.
Yeah.
That probably happens.
Oh, all the time.
A lot. We just don't know.
What makes artisan water?
Well, I don't know.
Doesn't artisan mean like home crafted? Like,
yeah, I always thought because you hear of artisan breads or an artisan is a worker in a skilled trade, especially one that involves making things by hand.
So
a food or a drink is made in a traditional or non-mechanized way using high-quality ingredients.
Right, because you know there's this raw water craze, which is a thing now, where people hike into the mountains, fill up some water containers from springs.
Yeah, there's a reason we haven't been doing that for a while, and it's Cryptosporidium, Giardia, E. coli. Yeah. You take a delicious slurp, and then you look upstream to see a deer taking a dump or maybe a dead pig. And you're like, oh, that's why we're treating our water now.
That's artisan.
Yeah.
Why we call it artisan.
Yeah.
FM. Next weekend is Easter. It's like, what?
I eat,
sleeps till Good Friday.
And also daylight savings.
Oh.
That's not this Sunday, but the next Sunday. So we've only got like a week and a bit of...
So Easter Sunday is daylight
savings.
They sweeten it by pulling it at Easter.
Yeah.
But at least Monday is like a day off for most people.
Yeah. Well, there is a warning from Southern Cross Pet Insurance, and I guess from vets over Easter, to watch out for your dogs because chocolate... Everyone knows this, right? Chocolate is poisonous to dogs.
You would be surprised at who doesn't know this. There's a bunch of stuff that your dog should eat, like grapes. Dogs don't
grapes,
eat grapes.
And raisins.
Onions? Are onions bad?
Onions and garlic.
Yeah,
but then it's weird because I always thought it was the bulb vibe as well, but then you can buy dog food that's like got garlic in it.
I think it's the small amounts.
Right.
It's different amounts.
But it's minced garlic.
Yeah.
the bulb.
But yes, chocolate is poisonous to dogs. I hope this isn't the first time you're hearing it, especially if you've got a dog. But over Easter.
But they love it, hey?
They love
it. It's poisonous to them, but shit, they love it.
Why don't cats like chocolate?
I was going to use this for a fact of the day once.
Okay. It's,
the thing in chocolate that's bad for dogs, I can't remember the name of it, is significantly more
theobromine.
Poisonous.
Theobromine.
Yep. Hmm. With a TH?
Yeah, it's written in front of me.
Theobromine. Theobromine.
Yep.
Significantly more poisonous to cats. I think in the vicinity of 10 times worse for a cat than it is a dog. But cats don't have sweet receptors. So there's nothing appealing about eating it for them.
So they're just
whereas dogs sniff it out and love it and love the sweetness.
That would be why, because I found like 5 or 6 Maltesers under my couch. They'd obviously done a runner at some stage.
And Kaz had probably battered them because he'd rather play with them for their rolling than eat them because they're sweet. Because cats, don't have sweet receptors. But if they did eat it,
I'd be in trouble. Because there was like 5 or 6 of them under the couch. In very good condition still, like months later too.
Hadn't even been licked.
No.
Okay.
Well, it's a good thing. But dogs, on the other hand, though.
Very.
Makes them sick.
It does make them sick. It can actually kill them if they have enough of it.
Yeah.
But last year, so Southern Cross Pet Insurance, last year in 2017, they paid nearly 400 claims, totaling $22,500 for the treatment of chocolate poisoning in dogs.
Wow.
Just chocolate poisoning.
Yeah. So obviously Easter is worse because there's chocolate around. And yeah, they say even if you've got your like Easter eggs, you think you've got them hidden, the dogs might find
them. Well,
dogs
can sniff stuff out.
Yeah. Because mine's in a cupboard where I can't get it. But if anyone drops it, like he's in like a snatch to get it.
Really?
But you know you can get chocolate for chocolate drops that dogs can eat.
Is
no,
it
it's
carob?
Chocolate, but they obviously taken out the
nasty. Isn't it the same?
You can eat it and it tastes like chocolate.
It's yuck, though.
But no, but it's
no,
dog
it's not.
Food.
It's is good.
Is it dog food?
It tastes like chocolate. No, but if you're desperate. It says
it's like those worming tablets. It's like those little things you get when you got worms. They're in a chocolate square. You're like, I am so desperate for chocolate. I will eat the worming tablet.
How desperate are you that you eat a chocolate?
It says can be consumed by humans. But it's like, it's
isn't it the same stuff for people who are allergic to chocolate eat it as well?
Oh, do they?
Yeah, and I always feel real sorry for them because I can taste the difference.
But they don't know the difference, do they?
And they're like, oh, it's nice because I still get to have chocolate. It's like, do you though, really?
Not really.
The Top 6 with Vaughn Smith.
Well, last night or yesterday in Sydney, somebody put a digger bucket, you know, the scooper bit, through the big internet cable. That connects us to Australia and the US. Some parts of the US suffered as well because that's how the internet works. It's like a big web. It's called the World Wide Web. Multiple connections to multiple points.
Because it was only some websites, some international websites. Man, Facebook.
Facebook last night, I couldn't get it to do anything. But then I went on my phone and turned off the Wi-Fi and went on data and it was working okay. I was like,
weird.
Mm-mm. Which gave me the idea for today's top six, which is the top six things you probably thought was happening when the internet ground to a halt last night.
I restarted my router.
Me what too!
What time was this?
Seven. Four. Mine was later. Yeah, 4 or 5 it was kind of. I was trying to tag intern Anya in a post. I'll have to tell you about it instead. It was the one from The Chaser that you like. The Beast.
Oh, yeah.
He was in the news for something.
He called someone dead weight.
Yes.
He said, you're useless, you're dead weight. And then was getting heaps of slack.
People kind of pointed out the irony of that.
Is he going too far with this comment?
I liked that accent, though.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I don't know if we're going
to bring everybody else up to date. Anya's very turned on by the beast, the big fat chaser.
The accusations. That is untrue.
It's everybody not untrue. Here heard you say it.
I said he had a nice smile and nice brains. He looks like he's kind to his mother.
No.
I'll stand
that
by
is not that. What you said.
She's got a weird.
Or you may have said that as well.
Weird taste in men.
You may as well have said that as well. Yeah, weird.
All right.
And then goes out with something that looks completely different.
Anne's his cousin. Yeah. Oh, no, the beast goes out with the cousin. Anya doesn't go out with her cousin.
Anyway, I was trying to search Anya's name. I couldn't even bring that up on Facebook.
Wouldn't
of the cable.
Do anything.
The
I was
cable.
Trying to message my mum. Wouldn't happen.
Awful.
So the top six things you probably thought was happening last night when the internet ground to a halt. Number six, that your mum had turned off the router.
Mums,
sometimes they panic and they just turn everything off.
My mum used to go through a phase of turning off the router overnight because it overheats. I don't know if she still does that. Because I'd be at home, I'd be like, why isn't the Wi-Fi working? Mum's gone to bed. She turns it off every night.
Yeah.
Like it overheats or something.
My mum turns the computer off, shuts it down, and then turns it off on the switch.
Yeah.
And sometimes she'll just switch everything off.
Their computer always breaks, and I swear it's because they switch it on and off and on and off.
You're not supposed to. No.
They don't like the little red lights on, do they?
My parents will turn the TV off at the TV.
Same.
I'm like, use the remote. God, like, it really frustrates me. And then if I were to watch it, I have to get up and walk up and turn it on.
Yeah.
I'm like, we've come too far.
It's why baby boomers can afford European holidays, Vaughn.
Yeah.
Everything
turning
gets turned
off. The
off.
TV
the power bill's in the negative sometimes.
Yeah.
Number 5 on the list of the top 6 things you probably thought was happening last night when the internet ground to a halt. Oh. I've been caught. It's the internet police. Too many downloads from Pirate Bay. I always freak out when the internet starts going really slow.
They've got you, like, finally.
Oh, that. God, oh, well, if I go to prison, Game of Thrones is worth it. That was 1080. That was 1080. Number 4 on the list. You probably thought last night when the internet ground to a halt, oh, right, it'll be the numpties from Chorus. Flawless installation job that's finally shat itself. I am yet, in fact, if you have had a beautiful installation from Chorus rather than just drilling a hucky hole through your floor, wall or fence and then just stringing some awful, god-awful looking cable around,
yeah,
let me know.
They're busy. They go from house to house.
No excuse.
It's fine craftsmanship, Vaughn.
Well, when we were getting the internet installed,
yeah,
they drilled a hole in the neighbour's wall because they got the wrong house. And I came home and they were there drilling a hole and I was like, I think you've got the wrong house. He stopped and he's like, oh, have I? Oh, I'll come over to yours then. He's like, you've drilled a hole in the neighbour's wall. Will they be getting fibre at some stage? I'm like, yeah, I mean, probably, but you've drilled a hole in their wall. And then when they finally came to install fibre at the neighbour's, they drilled another hole beside that hole.
Oh, my God.
Number three on the list of the top six things you probably thought was happening when the internet ground to a halt last night. Oh, virus. Definitely a virus. Where did I get that virus from? I knew I should have updated my Norton/McAfee. Number two on the list of the top six things you thought last night when the internet ground to a halt. Oh, all the flatmates have started watching Netflix at the exact same time and the neighbours who stole the Wi-Fi password have started playing Fortnite. Great. 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 I was watching Netflix first. And the number one thing you probably thought last night, thought was happening last night when the internet ground to a halt. Uh-oh. Too much Pornhub. They've throttled me back. I also think, I mean, you probably couldn't. But if you were the head of the internet.
Yeah.
And someone was only using high-speed fibre for porn, you'd be like, you don't need high-speed fibre. Throttle you back. But they're going to ring up, look, I'm trying to stream some HD porn here and... It's pixelating at 540 at the best. At the best. Throttle your back. That's today's top six.
A friend of Caitlin and mine's, of Caitlin and I's. What do I say? Caitlin and I's mine?
I'd call him a loose associate.
A loose associate.
Of mine.
Of yours. And a friend of Caitlin and I's has won a year's supply of mayonnaise.
Now, is it good mayonnaise?
Yeah, it's the best food mayonnaise.
Oh, see, I didn't want to give them a free plug. We've given them a free plug, but everyone loves that mayonnaise.
How
it's
did he
best.
Win that mayonnaise? What did he
I
do?
I don't know, because I don't know. People enter these things. Who enters competitions like that?
You've got to be in to win.
I know, because your mum enters competitions all the time, and she's won a trip to San Fran.
She's promised she's only entering competitions of things she really wants to win, because I was telling her there's nothing more annoying now than being on the other side of it and... having things to give away, you end up giving something to someone who doesn't really...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, oh, great.
Oh, my God. Thanks. When we've given away trips and prizes worth like $10,000 to the other side of the world, and someone's like,
okay,
thanks.
Suppose I can go.
Oh, cool. I like to think they're gobsmacked.
And then you find it on Trademan. someone else has a list of messages. Is this that thing you gave away? You're like, well, that's disappointing. So my mum's promised me that she only enters competitions so she really wants to win.
Also, he won a year's supply of mayonnaise. You saw the picture, Caitlin. It looked like... It was a lot.
If you're going through more, it'd have to be 12 tubs tops, right? Because if you're going through any more than a tub of mayonnaise a month, you're using too much mayonnaise. Even Best Foods, if they're giving you 12 tubs, is saying any more than this and you're using a bit too much.
I think it looked like it was because there were smaller ones, there were different flavours and squeezy ones and the big pottles, the tubs.
Yeah.
And year just sounds better than like you're getting 12 tubs
exactly.
of mayo.
Yeah, I think it was like 15 maybe. It looked like 12 to 15.
It was like a good, lots of people had entered. I was so surprised that he won.
Oh, yeah, and I wouldn't be complaining if I'd won a year's supply of mayonnaise.
Where would you put it all,
delicious.
Though?
No, we're definitely going to take some. So
yeah, that's my only problem. Is there, that's a whole shelf of your fridge gone. Because you can't keep
some
it in the
pantry.
Cupboard.
There's mayonnaise.
You can't put mayonnaise in the pantry.
What do you think it's stored on the shelf at the supermarket?
Where do you get it at the supermarket? The shelf.
It's got eggs in it.
It's not meant to be on there for too long, though, is it?
I mean, I doubt it's going to last more than I don't know. I don't know the expiration date.
Well, you chill it once it's opened.
Right, I cleaned out the fridge last week and I found a Best Foods mayonnaise and it was like 3/4 full, but it had gone off a year ago. And
I hate when you do that.
It had juice on top. I was like, you were out of here.
Juice on top.
It did. It had jar juice.
Because I thought that's quite a weird prize to enter and win a year's supply of mayonnaise. Yeah. And I thought this morning, I would ask the question, has anybody listening won a year's supply of anything? And what? How? What did they quantify as a year's supply?
That's what I found interesting, because I won a year's supply of petrol.
Oh, yeah.
When I was like 19.
See,
and
to
it was
me,
only because my friend Kim worked at a petrol station and I went and used to hang out and I filled in all the entry forms in her store. So the odds of me winning was through the roof.
Right, okay.
Well, like, you didn't have to attach a receipt or anything. But wouldn't have been a problem if I needed to, because she just would have printed me a duplicate receipt from anybody who came in to buy gas.
Yeah, right.
I could have entered.
Okay.
So I ended up, and I was thinking, how much is a year's supply?
Because
and
to me, that is, you go to the service station whenever you want.
Exactly. For a year, I rock in anything. I'm like, more petrol. But it wasn't. It was $1,500 of petrol.
Which is how much a week? Because I'm real bad at maths. Hang on.
Well, you divide it by about 50. 30.
Divided by 52?
Yeah, that's
how much
a week.
So that is $28.80 of petrol.
Oh, see, it wouldn't go far now.
Not now, but in
the car I had, it was about that would have been about a half a tank at the time.
Okay, that's not too bad.
Yeah, but
you can't. That's
I wanted to rock in with a 44-gallon drum and be like, fill it up. What? Fill it up. I'm here for my year's supply of petrol, and I'll be back tomorrow for some more.
I'm just setting petrol on fire in the middle of the farm.
If you get a year's supply of ice cream, and then they give you like 12 tubs. And you're like, no, no, no.
You're like, I'm not on a Weight Watchers year supply of ice cream. You'll give me my year's supply of ice cream. I'll have a tub a day.
Okay, so let's take some calls, some texts now. You can text 9696 0800 dials at M. When did you win a year's supply and what was it of?
And someone's just messaged in the correct way of telling us about your friend would have been a friend of both Caitlin and I.
There we go.
A friend of both Caitlin and I and a loose associate of Vaughan won a year's supply of mayonnaise.
And someone Megan's met once.
Twice.
A loose associate also.
A loose associate. We're talking about winning a year's supply of anything and how it went for you.
And also, interesting, like, what companies class as a year's supply.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm finding really interesting about this. Somebody said, I want a year's supply of cat food. Don't have a cat. So I gave some to the dogs. They started turning their nose up at it and donated the rest to the SPCA.
Which is a nice thing to do.
But why would you win? Exactly.
I don't have a dog, but I'm going to enter this.
Yeah. To win a year's supply of cat food.
Maybe it was a runner-up prize. Maybe like second.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Somebody said I won a year's free pizza, which was one pizza a week. ?
Yeah, because, I mean, you could easily do two pizzas a week, couldn't you?
Easy.
Or three.
But sometimes these amounts are for the best.
And I feel it's a real admission on behalf of the person giving away the year that their product shouldn't be eaten too often.
Yeah.
Like, one pizza a week. Really? Because a year's supply of four. Trust us. One a week will be enough.
Nadia, what did you want a year's supply of?
Year's supply of Tim Tams.
Nadia. Do you end up hating Tim Tams?
One pack a week's not too bad when you're sharing it with a couple of others.
That's what they calculated it as. One pack of biscuits a week was a year's supply.
Yeah, they actually just sent a one-off box with 52 packets in it.
See, for me, I'd want at least two packs. How long did that last you?
Yeah, no, it definitely wasn't a year. It wasn't like in a week because of a breakup or anything, you know.
That would be really handy to have that on hand.
Oh, yeah.
A breakup.
In a breakup, I reckon I could do white Tim Tams, probably at least one a day.
A pack.
For 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You can't just have one a day.
No.
That's rationing.
No, one packet,
Oh, okay.
Nadia, thanks for your call.
Oh, good.
David, what did you win a year's supply of?
I had some friends that won a year's supply of TikTok ice cream.
Oh, yum.
Now, what would qualify as a year's supply?
Well, they just had to go to their local store and they were allowed to get 10 2-litre tubs a month.
That's good. Good tip-top.
10 2-litre tubs.
The only problem is it's a family of eight, so they went through like 3 tubs. At least a week or one night.
A week or a night?
Jeez
Louise. Wow. That's good, though. That's not stingy from Tip Top.
No, I'm just working it out. So,
how many flavours would they have in the chiller?
They had quite a few, so they just picked out their best one.
That's 4.6 litres of ice cream a week, though. That's a lot of ice cream. That's two and a bit tubs.
I'd be going the premium stuff, like your Goody Goody Gumdrops. I wouldn't be going your plain vanilla or chocolate.
Oh, no, you need to break it up. Yeah. You'd need to break it up. You'd need your French vanillas in the mix.
All right, thanks for your call, David.
Some other text messages in. Somebody said, my drug dealer was running a competition on a year's supply of weed. I was the lucky contestant. I won 4 pounds of marijuana.
Pounds of marijuana is an insane amount of marijuana.
Drug dealers need to do promotions.
See, I didn't think they needed to because I thought it kind of spoke for itself, addiction.
But then if you've got another dealer who doesn't do that giveaway, I'm
switching dealers.
I think if you're a drug dealer, the best thing to do would be like one of those sushi cards and you buy your 10th one's free.
That's actually a really good idea.
Encouraging, and maybe you give them a free miso as well.
If I was a drug dealer, I'd always have a crock pot of miso on the go. So do you want a free miso? What? with your weed, do you want a miso? Shit, yeah, I'll have a miso. Careful, it's real hot. Like, real hot.
Really hot.
Really hot.
ZM's Secret Sound with Save My Bacon. Power Hour.
Soundkeeper Gary's in.
Power Hour.
He's sick of waking up early.
Guys, I'm inspired by yesterday's athleticism. And I was a little bit grumpy and I thought, why not, let's do this. Six in a row. Power Hour.
You want this gone. Now, the clue that went up yesterday, the red dot, I've got no idea still.
It looks maroon, you know, it's a dark red. So
How do you feel that clue went down in the Secret Sound group?
I think it narrowed it quite a lot.
Oh, okay, for people smarter than us.
Because I feel a bit thick. I don't know it. It's really annoying me.
I read through all the clues last night online and I was like, come on, Megan. Can't be that hard. You've heard it more than most people.
And you're wearing your Jessica Jones leather detective jacket today too, so I would have thought you would have been.
When I put this morning, I was like, how long is it going to take?
I've been holding back. That's it's just, you know why? It's because I look bad in a leather jacket. And every time I see someone wearing a leather jacket, I'm like, damn it, I wish I looked that.
But that's why she doesn't wear that orange jacket anymore, because you called her a Jetstar chicken person.
She did look very much like she was employed by Jetstar.
You've got to stop teasing Megan. All right, let's take a guess. We're going to do six in a row now. It is the Power Hour. Good morning, Karen.
Oh, hello.
Now, Karen, no pressure.
I've
just got to ask, because otherwise people are going to assume this is an inside job. This isn't Fletcher's cat, Karen, is it?
No, but I could be. That's
kinky.
Oh, Karen!
Meow.
Karen, meow. This is the extended Secret Sound. Now, Gary, you've brought in, just before we get your guess, Karen, you've brought in a lot of confetti cannons.
I've put confetti cannons
this
in.
This is how confident you are that this is going to go at any moment.
I've got flights to Blenheim booked tomorrow.
Why Blenheim?
Maybe not. I don't know. I just want to go to Blenheim.
Okay, it's an odd choice.
You're weird, Gary. Sometimes you're weird, Gary. You're just weird.
He has been working long hours.
All right, Karen, for $50,000, thanks to Save My Bacon, a brighter way to borrow, what is the ZM Secret Sound?
Okay, well, I don't know if this was a secret sound, but this is my guess. Chopsticks breaking apart. Like those wooden chopsticks you get with your sushi.
Chopsticks breaking apart is not the secret sound. Power Hour.
Oh!
Because...
Karen.
That would mean that you thought that the red dot was Japan?
I thought it was Japan.
Okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and they're working a pier.
Yeah. Okay.
Santana, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so... this is the ZM secret sound. For $50,000... what do you think it is?
Look, I'm going to say it's chopsticks being rubbed together.
Chopsticks being rubbed together?
Yeah.
So the previous answer of chopsticks being broken apart hasn't put you off chopsticks?
No.
Santana, if you've won 50K, what are you going to do with it?
I would help out my family a lot, pay off a lot of debt, and take my son on holiday.
Hey, do you think it fits in with the clues?
I mean, I know it's rude in Japanese culture to not use chopsticks. They are hard. You don't discard them. They're not plastic, which I think is what the main girl's clue has that symbol for. Yeah, I'm going with that.
You've really thought about this.
Gary's not giving anything away.
It's power hour. Santana?
Yeah.
Pack your bags.
What?
Santana, you've just won $50,000.
Shoot the confetti! You had one job!
Santana, that is the correct secret sound. It is chopsticks rubbing together.
Excited because these confetti cannons were a real letdown in the studio. I'm glad you're having a good day. Oh wow, Santana, that's incredible.
Oh my god, you guys have made my day. Oh my god, my life.
Santana,
I'm here. Sorry.
Have you been playing this whole time, Santana?
I have. I've actually been following right since season one.
And how does it feel to be on the end of the cash this time?
Surreal. Like, very surreal. I'm shaking. I literally set my alarm for 6:55. Like, oh, I did not think I was going to get through. I really didn't.
Wow. I can't believe it's chopsticks. I used chopsticks yesterday. I didn't even think about it.
Oh, my God. Oh, thank you guys so much. Oh, my God.
Oh, where did you have those hidden, Gary?
I've had chopsticks in my pocket this whole 6 weeks.
Okay, can you rip them open and rub them apart? Because it's the rubbing apart that is the secret sound. Let's have a listen. Wow.
It makes it in there.
Oh, my God.
Play the secret sound for us again. All right. Yeah, I hear it now.
Yeah. You hear it? Obviously, the whole time was obvious, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So obvious.
I knew.
Well, Santana, congratulations. $50,000. Thanks to Save My Bacon, A Brighter Way to Borrow. You have won ZM Secret Sound. And I think you've put a lot of people out of their misery as well.
Are you still breathing?
Santana's... I'll take it then, if she's...
You're still
there. I really want to know, where were you planning on taking your son on holiday?
Well, he's sitting right in front of me, but he's always wanted to go to Rainbow's End in Auckland.
Oh, hello. Disneyland.
I know, it's not that great, but...
Go there on the way to Disneyland.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you probably have to fly out of Auckland Airport and it's pretty close, so you could do a day on the way.
Yeah, exactly. We'd probably stop into a lot of places on the way.
Wow, well, congratulations, winner of ZM Secret Sound, Santana. It was two chopsticks being rubbed together.
Oh, thank you.
And you've won. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, we'll let that sink in.
Okay.
FBM, the podcast.
ZM, Fleetch, Vaughn, and Megan, as we clean up in studio, confetti everywhere. Soundkeeper Gary elated that he doesn't have to come in early mornings and stay late. For the ZM Secret Sound anymore because it's been won just minutes ago. Santana, $50,000 cash. The secret sound, and this is the extended version that we had just a couple of days ago. Two chopsticks being rubbed together.
Not being broken open.
Oh, my. Can we take
together.
A moment for Karen?
Oh, my God.
My cat's namesake.
Karen was the caller before Santana who said chopsticks being broken open, which is not the secret sound.
Yeah, that's going to hurt, eh?
Just wow.
Ouchies.
Like, so close. Now, Santana's still on the phone.
Hello.
You've had a couple of minutes to let that sink in that you've got $50,000. How are you feeling?
Me and my son were just kind of having a little dance on my bed, so,
oh, please.
You know.
How old is your son?
He's 10.
Oh, so he understands $50,000.
Yeah, he understands. He's actually been helping me a lot with the secret sound. So he might be getting a little PS4 out of it. You never know.
Oh. Is he, what's your son's name?
His name's Jaden.
Is he there? Can we have a chat?
He is.
Can we have a chat to Jaden?
Yep, hang on a minute.
I think he's got to ask mum for more, to be honest.
Hey, Jaden, how are you?
Good.
It's Fletch, Warren and Megan. Congratulations to you and your mum for winning Secret Sound.
Thank you.
Here's
the deal, mate.
Jaden,
we're going to Disneyland. We're going PS4. We're getting a mini bike. Will you get what you want, buddy?
Yep.
How much do you think you helped mum?
A lot.
Lots,
yeah. So do you reckon you should have at least half?
Yep.
Yeah, $25,000 at least.
No, I think mum's going to look after you if you helped her out. Sounds good. Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, Jane, and let's get mum back on.
I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't hear any of that, did
you? We're just told him to be grateful for
whatever he gets. Support you with whatever choices you make for the money, all that sort of stuff. Wow, this is amazing. So, has your phone been going crazy? I mean, we've had you on hold, but I'm imagining the messages are coming through from people who've heard.
I've had a couple of texts from people saying, is that you on ZM? But I just haven't replied.
Because they're going to want some money as well, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's actually a couple of close friends who have known that I've been, following the secret sound. So now they're probably like, she's got through that.
VITCH,
and she hasn't even told us.
Yeah, right.
You got busy. Santana's been busy. We've kept her on the phone the whole time.
Now,
I'm going to say that exactly. That's why I haven't replied.
We'll back you up.
Now, there is someone that doesn't know that you've won that we probably should tell, and that's your mum.
Yeah, I hope you told her not to swear on air.
We'll put the call through.
Okay, maybe you tell her. We'll put the call through. Hopefully, is she awake?
She is, yeah.
Okay, well, let's put the call through.
And you tell her the news.
You'll just hear it ring.
Maybe start with mum, watch your language.
Yeah.
Okay.
Putting the call through. Hello? Oh, no, here we go. Just took a while to go through.
Hello?
Hi, mum. Can you please watch your language?
Yeah. No, I'm all right.
I need to tell you something.
Yeah?
I just won the secret sound on ZM.
Whoa, shit.
She got through three words before one was a swear word. I think that's very, very well done. Very well done.
I was a bit because she woke me up. And I thought, oh no, emergency.
No and one's died.
Look, I'm blown away, because she's followed the secret sound for so long, and then she's always thought, what happens if I get through? And I give the right answer, and I says, well, that's good, because if you can get through, but she woke me up. And I thought, oh my God.
Love you, mum.
It's $50,000, mum.
Oh, that's just so good. I'm really pleased because it's gone to a person that deserves to get some money, and I'm just so blown away, So I really thank you so much.
Yeah, that's Santana's keen ear. We'll let you go get a cup of coffee and wake up, Sandra.
I will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Treat yourself.
She sounds like a lot of fun. Santana, congratulations. Thanks for Save My Bacon, a brighter way to borrow $50,000.
Thank you.
All right.
FM. Welcome to the show, John Boyega. Good morning.
Hey, morning, man. How you doing?
Very, very well. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries.
So let's talk Pacific Rim Uprising. Because in the first one, Charlie Hunnam had given it a go, and then he was like, I'm leaving this, I'm out. But in your one, you kind of never really got to be a Jaeger pilot, did you? You kind of interested in it, but then bailed.
Yeah, I mean, Jake Pentecost is the son of Stacker Pentecost, played by Idris Elba. He was in the PPDC, heavily involved, and then he decided to go, yeah, not for me. Just based on the kind of the conflict he had between him and his father. So he's always been that problematic child that never came back. And we pick him up at the story to see what's going on in his life, and he's a criminal. He's an absolute criminal, doing the Lord's work in a different way. And then he ends up having to go back to the PPDC to kind of like, you know, become a hero and save the world, even though he doesn't even want to.
Was it high praise getting the role of Idris Elba's son when Idris Elba's considered, you know, one of the best looking men on the planet?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I think mathematically my face couldn't possibly add to those numbers that are on Idris Elba's face. But I don't mind playing the less good-looking son of Idris Elba.
Oh, hey.
I won't have you say
Megan
that.
Megan actually said some
throw me under
very...
The bus.
Yeah, I will.
You can't go against Idris's looks, guys. It's the work of God.
Oh, no, we're on to you now, because on the drive back, I said, if you had to, Scott Eastwood, whose father is Clint Eastwood, or John Boyega, and I tell you, Megan wasn't having a slice of Eastwood. She wanted all of the Boyega pie.
Okay. Oh, Megan likes that chocolate.
That is a fact.
I'm so embarrassed. Yep, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Do you have a competition with yourself to get more roles that'll sell better action figures? Just with yourself?
No, not at all. I just like to explore sci-fi, and I just love the genre. And I'm, at this age, I just feel like I have the energy to be able to do them. So
right.
I like getting involved in the interesting stories that it has to offer.
Do you have any of your action figures at home, like on the mantelpiece?
Nah, man, no.
I would.
I would too.
Me too.
I don't.
Are you flattered? I mean, just looking at your Twitter feed and your Instagram feed, a lot of people making fan art, and I don't necessarily think for the franchises you're in, specifically characters you're playing. Is that, like, flattering? Or now that it's happening so much, I don't want to say you're taking it for granted, but is it sort of expected, or is every one of them an awesome surprise?
Oh, it's awesome. Especially, it just depends on the individual art. You know, and then obviously the love behind it is always going to be genuine and cool, because, you know, somebody puts pen to paper and does some fan art. I love all that kind of stuff. And so I always post it when I can, especially the ones where I really like. I'm like, oh, this is really, really cool. It's very, very skilled.
How do you feel? You said you'd like the sci-fi genre. What about, like, action? Because there's a lot of talk, and you're even 33-1 chance at the moment to play the next James Bond.
Yeah, who's betting on that? It was me that put all those bets. It was all me.
Fudging the bets.
I know, right? Yeah. I love the action genre as well. But for me now, I'm jumping between, you know, sci-fi and drama, romance movies is in the works for me, and something that I'm thinking about. But I just like to go from one to the other, just to explore, you know.
And when do we hear of Pacific Rim's a trilogy? Because without any spoilers, there was some hints. There was. When are we getting that?
Well, you know, we're brainstorming at the moment. Yep. You know, we gave a little after credits, little hint. But we'll see. We'll see how it all goes. Let's just see how the reception is for this one.
And speaking of trilogies, is there going to be a Star Wars movie? Is there any plans for Disney to make any more of those?
Oh, yeah, July. July is the start. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's just Kiwi sarcasm right there. Big fan of the Star Wars movies.
I'm being serious. July is apparently the date for it.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Very happy to hear it. John Boyega, thank you so much for chatting with us. Pacific Rim Uprising is in New Zealand cinemas today. Thanks so much.
I've got a moral conundrum. Now, we got back to work yesterday and there's a courier box in the mail room. And because I got an email, it was like, you've got a big box. You've got to pick up this big box. I was like, well, I'm not expecting a big box.
Right.
I was expecting a little box.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I thought we dealt with this yesterday. You know where I stand on this issue, but sure, see what everybody
else. Well, no, this is what okay, so backstory. I ordered two bottles of gin a while ago. Like, real nice gin, and it's like, it was super, super cheap. So I was like, cool, I'm going to do this.
That's a deal too good to
pass up. It was a deal too good to be true. So I ordered it, and then, like, it never came.
God, did we hear about this?
It was like a week and a half, and it was
Where's my gin? The
tracking. It was just in this depot, like literally two blocks from work.
What does it mean when it says it's just sitting in the depot? I don't know. Maybe you should call them.
Well, so I did. I called them, and they were like, "Oh, it's broken. It's like leaking everywhere." So, like, obviously they'd broken one.
Yeah.
And they're like, "We can deliver one of them, one of the bottles of gin." And I was like, "Oh, cool. Okay, deliver it. Cool." Yeah. So they did, and I got that. That's fine. And then I chased it up. I was like, "Hey, look, this broke. Can you send me a new one?" And they were like, "Cool." Then yesterday the box came and there's not one bottle in there. There's six in this big box.
And therein lies your first mistake.
Like, what do I do? I was like, have a gin to celebrate. You just got five extra bottles of gin.
Yeah, Vaughn's like, I just take them home, keep them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, but they're not my bottles of gin. They could come back to me, these people, and say, we sent you one box instead of one bottle.
And you know what I'd say?
You.
Prove it.
Oh, oh, shit, I'm talking about on the radio. Yeah, this just proven it.
I know.
Oh, what have I done? Yeah, prove it. I'm just making this up for the radio.
I would have said, if I had proven it and you could still use this line of defense,
yep.
You could say, well, I just thought it was a make good for how much I was put out by the fact that my gin didn't arrive in time for my gin party
that was my first thought is, oh, they must have felt bad that it was took 2 weeks to get here and they'd broken it.
Yeah.
So it was a make good.
They're a big international booze company. You don't feel sorry for them.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, yeah. Well, you're all good then.
Yeah, you're all good.
Surely there's put some more in a bottle somewhere and they're fine.
Magic. Voila.
But surely you get a lot of online shopping. Have you ever got extra? And have you said anything?
I got someone's package from Sephora and I'd opened it. It was like an awesome package of makeup.
Mm.
Like how stuff I could have definitely kept.
Worth how much?
Oh, I think it was about $60 worth
right.
of stuff.
Yeah.
And I sat there for a good 20 minutes, but I sent it back because I thought if that was me, I'd be real gutted. But
if it was if it was addressed to you and they'd given you twice your order accidentally,
take it. See, there's a victim in my situation, and yours were hers. The company's not really a victim.
It was like when I ordered six chairs for the kitchen.
Yeah.
For the sitting around the dining table, and I said, I need them urgently. Can I come pick them up?
Thank you for explaining how chairs work.
All I thought you might have thought, that's a lot of bar stools. I needed to confirm that they were table chairs.
Yeah.
So I said, I need to pick them up because I need them a bit sooner.
Yeah.
And they said, that's fine. And I went there, and they gave me eight. And I was like, oh, well. And took it home. And then they sent me eight more. So they still couriered me the ones that I ordered. And I had 16 chairs where I only needed six. Wow, what a great day. Bums, bums. Everybody's
okay,
bums.
Okay, well, this is your moral dilemma. What did you do?
Nothing.
Oh.
I sold the extra chairs to some friends of ours that said they needed some chairs.
Nah.
And they liked our chairs.
No, I think I would have rung them.
I would have rung them because that's chairs.
Meh.
I don't know why alcohol's different because I can drink it.
Yeah.
I make mistakes all the time. And I don't care.
Right.
So they made a mistake. Don't care about your mistakes.
So this is what I wanted to ask. Have you ever been in this situation where you've been accidentally delivered too much?
Yeah.
Legally, where do I stand? What should I do?
Probably shouldn't have said anything.
I know. I probably should have just not said anything.
That's what we told you to do yesterday.
No, I do feel bad.
I probably wouldn't be at work today. I'd be pissed because of the gym. I'd be trying to get rid of the evidence.
But it's worth heaps of money. This is my problem.
Vaughn and I wanted to get one of these six bottles, and now you've just told
everyone. Well, no, I was about to give you one because I was feeling very generous yesterday because I'd got the last conversion at Lancaster Park. I was feeling very,
high
on sports and life, and I was like, here you go, guys. And then I was like, no, wait, I might have to return these. It might be an accidental oversend. So 0800 dials at M9696. When have you accidentally been sent too much, and what did you do? Did you keep it? Or did you send it back? Or did they come after you when you tried to keep it? Because this is what I'm worried about.
They're going to hunt you down.
They'll hunt me down. I'll get a knock on the door, a police SWAT raid.
At heart, you're quite a goody good, eh?
Oh, he's a real goody good.
Rules, Megan. Rules. Rules are there to abide by.
Yeah,
exactly. Otherwise, it'll just be like Vaughn. Stealing chairs.
And we're not stealing chairs. Someone gave me too many chairs. I simply didn't return the excess chairs.
You made money off those chairs.
Yeah, I did. More money than what I paid for the chairs.
What?
It was a great day. We're talking about Fletcher's moral conundrum on what to do with five extra bottles of gin. Answer, give one to his friend Vaughn, one to his friend Megan, and then drink the rest himself and have a great weekend.
I just worry that once, as soon as I give them to you and I start opening these bottles, because that's when I get the call. Hey, we've accidentally sent you five bottles of gin. Can we have them back?
And you know, it would be a race for me to get home to have a gin. The minute you gave it to me, I'd be like, all right, it's home time, it's gin time. Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
So we're asking if this has ever happened to you, if you've been sent too much, and what did you do about it? I would say the majority of messages we've received are people who, through some fault, ended up with more than they ordered, got in touch with the company and were told just to keep it anyway.
Well, it's also too hard basket. Why should I waste my time sending you something back?
It's also in the company's too hard basket. They're just like, meh. So somebody said my wife ordered some very nice sheets, a $100 set of sheets, and they ended up sending us three sets of $200 sheets.
Were they Sheridans? Because you know I love Sheridans on special at Farmers.
You love your soft Sheridans. I love a high thread count, but it's a treat. It's a treat. Treat sheets.
I don't think I even have treat sheets.
You need to have some treat sheets.
You spend a third of your life in bed.
You're not even awake during
Treat yourself with a high thread count.
Treat sheets. So they said, they got in contact and the person at the other end literally said to them, don't worry about it. So they didn't.
It's too hard for everyone concerned.
Here's this, Megan, you're going to love this one because it's got shoes associated. One time I got told about this code for an online shoe store that if you only had one pair of shoes in your cart, would discount that set of shoes to free.
That's so stealing.
I checked it.
It's their problem. Their fault. What is it?
I ordered it. I felt really guilty about it afterwards. I emailed them and I said, hey, look, there's a problem with your system. It's giving people free shoes. 2 weeks later, my brand new Jeffrey Campbells arrived and I paid $0 for them.
Wait, so she got the shoes and then complained.
She got the shoes and ruined it for everyone else.
No, she ordered it and she told them that she'd done it.
And ruined it.
She got the guilt.
Yeah.
Oh, so she got the shoes.
Wow.
But none of us can do it anymore.
Sophie, what was your moral dilemma? What did you get sent too much of?
I ordered 2 ballpoint pens and got sent 2,000.
Wait, like what, big ballpoint pens? Yeah, or like fancy ones?
No, just standard Office Max ballpoint pens.
Probably because online. Office Max is like no one ever orders 2 pens online.
I was ordering it as part of a school stationery set. Instead of 2 individual pens, they sent me 2 big boxes.
Oh, did you check the invoice? Did they charge you for 2 boxes or 2 pens?
No, just 2 pens.
Okay, so do you have a lot of pens now still?
About 5 years later, I don't think we've finished them yet.
Oh, that's good because people are always stealing pens, aren't they?
Borrowing brilliant. Them. So, and yeah, not returning them.
That's a classic because that's what happened to me. I got sent a box of gin instead of one single.
I don't see how you have a problem.
I don't identify an issue here at all either.
What's a box of pens? $20? Like, this gin's worth, like, hundreds of dollars.
Again, what's the problem?
I've got a...
I know, but I've got 2,000 pens. Oh, sorry, $40 then. I don't know how much pens cost.
Lots of pens.
Lots of pens.
Some other text messages in. We asked to test drive a tractor before buying it.
Yeah.
They dropped it off for the weekend. That was in October. And they still haven't come back for their tractor.
No, that's it. How much are those worth?
Like a good, a nice brand new tractor. I'm guessing like over $100,000 for a good tractor.
Oh, you'd definitely call.
Like, yeah, no, you'd call that.
I keep using it though every day. You got a nice new tractor.
David, you had a faulty Red Bull can.
Yeah, I had a can of Red Bull and had a real small hole in it. So I rang up and complained and they said, yeah, sorry about that. We'll send you some.
Okay.
So I turn up and there's a case on the doorstep, 24 cans. I'm like, sweet as, and then get home from work 2 days later, and there's another case there. So I was like, okay, rang up, spoke to Red Bull, and they said, oh, yeah, sorry, it was obviously an ordering issue. We'll get someone to come sort it out.
Yeah.
I was expecting a courier to turn up a few days later. A third case turned up.
They keep sending you.
I was managing a bar at the time, so eventually got hold of my Red Bull rep a few weeks later, and he was like, it's cheap enough for us, so just keep it. Who cares?
Just keep it. But that's what we're hearing, David. Thanks for your call. We're hearing a lot of businesses are just like, it's too much effort.
And maybe that's what you should do, because then your conscience is clear and you still get it.
No, because I don't want to give it back.
And somebody said it's a consumable good, so often they can't take it back in case you've tampered with it. It's not like they can resell it.
Take the lid. lids off.
Take the lids
off.
And be like, oh my God, I'm sorry. I have taken the lids off.
Because I wanted to
take
sniff.
The lids off. Pour it straight in my mouth.
I can totally send it back. I understand, but I have taken the lids
we
off.
We need tonic yes. and a lemon. Stat.
Joined in studio by Patrick from Married at First Sight. Hello.
Hello, everyone. What's going on?
Patrick.
Hello.
Are you getting a few looks walking around the Auckland streets?
So I've been awake since about, 5:30 this morning. I think I've had about 60 selfies so far.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. It's incredible. I'll be at Kmart 3 o'clock in the morning and I'll see some big, Tongan boys. Hey, bro, what's going on? Let's take a photo. And I'm just like, these guys would be the ones that I'd think that would hate, what I stand for. But they love it. So thank you, guys.
So people buy baskets at wire baskets at 3 a.m. in the morning at Kmart.
I think I was buying some bed sheets or something. I was a bit bored.
You're bored.
Were you, yeah.
What were you?
Because they honestly would. If I was looking at Kmart and you came in to buy bed sheets, I'd be like, this guy's pissed the bed.
No.
They'd already shit the bed. Something bad has happened in that bed. And then he's doing new sheets on it.
If you're in Melbourne and you see how much attention that the show gets, how much attention I would get, you feel uncomfortable to go out and do normal things at normal times.
Right. We talked to Hodor from Game of Thrones. Yeah. And he said the same thing. Yeah. Went to the supermarket at 3 o'clock in the morning
to avoid it.
Because no one would be there.
Totally. Go to the petrol station. I'll go really late at night. And the service attendant would be like, hey, man, can we take a selfie? I'm like, oh, fuck.
You know what I mean? When do you reckon that'll die down? Because have you talked to previous contestants from other seasons?
Yeah. So I do speak to a couple of the guys from last season, and it's still going for them. I reckon by the time the next season comes out, that's when it'll all die down.
Yeah.
I'm really lucky about how I've been portrayed and stuff.
Yeah,
everyone
definitely.
Everyone actually likes me.
Well, they want a selfie. Yeah. They don't want to throw something at you. Oh,
exactly.
That's a testament to your character as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's a fine line that, I don't know. It's worked out so well. I'm so happy.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
What about Mum? How's Mum? She all right?
Her new Instagram account's got over 2,000 followers now. Well,
so she's on the right. Mum's going to become a social media influencer.
I'm really happy how her character's come full circle, because for a while there she was a bit of the villain. And
she was full on.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah.
6-year-old lady, she cares about me. She is the way that she is because, I was a little bit of a troublemaker when I was a kid.
Right.
So she was very straight, very harsh, straight to the point. No sugarcoating things, and she sort of employed that strategy nationwide now.
How did Charlene deal with her? Because a lot of her questions were just very blunt.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of things are heightened, the music down, the music up, the close-ups, going to neck myself, all that sort of thing. Mum, if she sees BS, she'll call it. She doesn't want to waste her time, my time, your time, Charlene's time.
Yeah.
So she thinks that something's not travelling along the right way. She's going to say, hey, what's going on between you two?
So you're happy the way you've come across on the show? There's not been anything where you've been like, oh, that maybe didn't come across right? Or
there was probably a couple of times, it's a reality TV show.
Yeah, it gets edited,
right? I stood up a couple of times to maybe your deans of the world, and those things were edited out. So it kind of made me look a little bit soft at times, and I'm like, hey, I was calling him out, I was swearing at him, blasting him, and that was not there. But everything else, 3 thumbs up, I'm wrapped.
Yeah.
I'm wrapped.
Totally. That's good.
Because I was annoyed after boys' night. Dean's like, why didn't you say something on the night? But you did.
I did. Dean is a type of guy, how do you say, a narcissist? Right?
Yep. A dick.
You said it, Megan. It's very hard for him to admit when he's wrong.
Yeah.
So I kept on going at him, and he just goes, no, I didn't. I'm like, all right, dude, wait till it comes out.
Yeah. That's the weird thing about denying something that's on 4
on
cameras. Because there's never just one camera in the room, I assume. So and you're mic'd up, so it's very hard to get away with a lie.
Totally. That's why I was just laughing inside.
So, boys' night, what were you actually thinking when this is all going down, the wife-swapping chat and all of that?
I've got 3 little sisters.
Yeah.
I'm the eldest. I was thinking, if my sister's boyfriends or mates were talking about my sisters in that way, I'd be like, what? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not in the right... It's not nice.
What do you actually think of Dean?
I tried very hard to get along with everyone, sort of have my own connection with everyone. Dean was someone I couldn't crack from the start. And it's just, all right, cool, you do your own thing now, man.
So who out of all of the guys would you consider to be, like, the closest to you? Like, who's the coolest?
The coolest. If you check my mum's Instagram, you'll see that Ryan came over, took some photos of my mum. Yeah, seriously.
Really?
Yeah. You're like 20,000 likes. Like,
wow.
Seriously, come on.
She's killing it.
She's killing it.
He's not just using your mum for likes, though, is he?
Or is she using him? But maybe going both ways. Yeah, but that's cool,
You're pimping her gram more than your gram.
I know. You know what? I don't need to. I'm not about that. But NASA as well.
Yeah.
You know, NASA, he's a 50-year-old dude that comes from a different place. And I did call him out a few times. I said, Nas, you know, you can't be like that, man. You know, you're going to get shut down. But, he's a little bit stubborn at times. And he just went on his own way and... You guys saw the result of that.
Yeah, I was gunning for NASA at the start and then towards the end just stuck in his ways, do you think?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
I still love him. He's still an awesome dude. Mm. But yeah, some of those values not accepted these days.
One other question.
Yes.
What do you think of Charlene saying, be a man? Because I don't know if that was fair. Because you've said yourself you're an emotional guy.
Yeah,
and she's
yeah.
like, be a man, be a man.
As soon as she's, how do I say? So when it happened, I didn't think much of it. Charlene, very similar to my mum, very direct.
Yeah.
Can be a little bit harsh, doesn't sugarcoat things at all. And I thought, all right, cool. You know, this is similar to what mum does. I'm going to take it, a little bit of constructive criticism and move on.
Yeah.
But when it aired, I was getting a lot of feedback from people and they're saying, hey, is this something, is this right? Is this wrong? And it sort of flipped my mindset a little bit. But, so she copped a lot of grief for that. But you know what? She's been all support. She's been my biggest advocate during the whole experiment.
Yeah.
So, I can't bag her out for saying those things.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, well, all the best.
Thank you, guys.
I hope it works out for you too. I know you can't say either way, but I'm sure we'll find out soon enough.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us in the studio. All the best, Patrick.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We flew back from Christchurch yesterday. I can't remember what we were down there for. It was probably unimportant, so we don't need to dwell on why we went to Christchurch. We don't need to dwell.
By the way, if you haven't seen it yet, the video, ZM Online, our Facebook page, FEMZM, I converted at Lancaster Park.
Oh, yeah, that's why we went.
Vaughn and Megan missing.
Man, I got laughed
horribly.
At so much yesterday.
Yeah.
I was really, really disappointed in myself.
Lead up.
Do you know the thing? We spent all that time at Dan Carter's dad's house and we were nailing these kicks. Like, we had so many practice kicks.
Yeah.
You, Megan.
Yeah, please tell everyone I did get them over.
You were, and then both of you, you looked like you'd never kicked a ball in your life.
I know.
It was like it was your first attempt.
I know.
The pressure got to you both.
It did. Anyway, let's not dwell on it. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So anyway, Vaughan's in a grumpy on the plane. Because
and I was a little bit sleepy. So I thought I'll just have a little nap.
Okay.
I got the emergency aisle and I was the only person in the emergency aisle.
You always like to get that.
I always change to the emergency aisle. Extra knee room and I am aching to be a hero.
When the lady
aching to be an in-flight hero. Although we've just learned I crumble under pressure. So they'll be like, right, we've ditched into the ocean. Open the door. And I'll be like, no, we'll sink. We're all staying in here. So... I rolled up my sweatshirt, put it against the wall and kicked out.
You made a pillow.
And went to sleep. And I awoke to someone sitting on my knee.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I figured out. I put all the clothes together.
Okay, right.
Okay.
Now, there were some kids on the plane pretty keen to hand out the lollies.
Oh, yep, I saw that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they handed out the lollies. Now, they've got to be supervised, don't they, by a
Some of them, the kid was so young, couldn't even hold the basket full of lollies. It was struggling.
Useless.
I think they were like four, Vaughn.
Oh, useless. Train your four-year-old to carry a basket of lollies. My kids could carry anything as long as it was lollies. Like any amount of weight, that'd be a swift getaway with lollies. So there's some supervision going on.
Yeah.
One of the air hostesses is helping the kid.
Yeah.
And they're walking down the aisle and somebody needs to get past.
Yeah.
So she must look over her shoulder quickly and be like, emergency aisle is empty. I'll back into here.
Yep.
So she begins to back into the aisle because the kid's in front of her, so she's got to shepherd the kid in.
Yep.
So she's walking in backwards, and then she sits down on my knee.
What? So she thinks it's a seat.
So I find out later. So I wake up because there's weight on my leg. Not a lot, but weight.
Yeah.
And I wake up, I'm like, someone's sitting on my knee. I then identify that they are in uniform.
Okay, yeah.
And I think, She's got no idea she sat on my knee. So I'm staying as still as possible because you know I'm hoping to get out the other side of this and she doesn't look back and awkwardness is avoided because how this isn't going to end well.
It's not like you can go, hey, boop.
For anybody, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to touch. I'm just... Yeah. So I kind of shut my eyes and stay as still as I can. And then... I don't know. It felt like quite a while, but if you've ever had a stranger sit on your knee, I don't know if time goes slower or what, but she was sat there for a while.
Okay.
And then she got up and didn't look back. And I was like, I've escaped.
Yeah.
It's at that stage she takes a step towards the aisle, then looks back and she's like, oh, horrified, realizing that she...
Oh, no,
and she's like,
bad.
I am so sorry. I thought I was sitting on the armrest.
Oh,
I just thought I'd just... But some people don't like it when you're standing up in the seats. It makes them uncomfortable. So
that's
I just,
how bony your legs are.
Yeah, that's a compliment.
So
she thought your legs were like muscular and hard like an armrest.
Not squishy.
Well, okay, I'll take that. I hadn't thought of the compliment angle of a thin, bony leg. Thanks, guys. So she's like, I'm really sorry. I was like, hey, don't worry about it. She obviously wants to explain. She's like, I didn't know. I just backed in. And I was like, it's fine. I've worked all that out. That's fine. Don't worry about it. She's like, I am so sorry. I was like, it's fine.
Okay.
And I didn't want to say anything weird. Like, I didn't want to go overboard to make her feel okay about it. But like, I quite liked it. Like, you know, and you say that and then I'm the bad guy all of a sudden.
Yeah,
she sat on you.
She sat on me. But if I say I quite liked it, I'm the perv.
Yeah, but why you wouldn't say that?
So I didn't. No, that's why I didn't say it.
Yeah.
So I didn't.
But
I didn't
why
try
did
to
you
make
even
them
think that?
No, because you know you go out of your way to try to make them feel comfortable.
Oh, like make a joke or something.
Yeah, make a joke about it.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And she's like, I'm really sorry. I'm like, that's fine.
Okay.
So then she leaves, hands out the lollies, and then as we're getting off the plane, I'm walking off. I'm like, well, there's like four people working on this plane.
Yeah.
There's half a chance she's going to be up the back. Because I went out up the front. There was boarding off the back as well, off the back. I was like, hopefully she's at the back.
Yep.
To avoid any further awkwardness.
Yeah.
And she's like, see you later. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. To everybody as they get off. And she's like, thank you. And I look at her and she looks at me and I said, no, thank you. Then I'm like, does she think I mean for sitting on my knee? And she's like, again, I'm really sorry. I'm like, don't worry about it. And I just when I said thank you then, I just meant thank you for your...
Awkward. Nobody's
really
winning in that situation.
Awkward. And then I got home and I said to my wife...
No!
I know.
What? I was going to say, don't... No.
I said, air hostess sat on my knee today.
Oh.
I don't know why did I open with that story. I think I got home and I hadn't seen her for a couple of days. I was like... See if I can wind her up. Air hostess sat on my knee today.
What, just to keep her keen?
Yeah, just to let her know that my knee's still quite...
Was her name Edith?
Hot property.
That's the only way you're going to get away with it.
I didn't think. No, I told her the whole story.
Right.
Oh, she understood. She was like, oh, that's awkward. How did she confuse your leg for an armrest? I was like, I don't know. But you guys just said it's bony and skinny, so that's probably...
that's probably why.
That's quite a good compliment. Ooh, it's hairy too. I wouldn't want this as an armrest.
Also, you should probably stop dressing like the New Zealand seats.
I know, but I find people don't bother you when you're disguised as a seat. Because you're the mental guy on a plane disguised as a seat.
Yeah.
Fact of the day.
Today's fact of the day is if the floor was actually lava, you couldn't play the floor as lava.
Brilliant.
Because you would die from heat.
Haven't seen people doing floor as lava for a while.
It was it the end of last year that it kind of...
Well, start of this year, end of last year, start of this year.
Took off again?
Yeah.
So University of... Oh, this is one of those... It's got Chester in it, but it doesn't have Shire on the end.
Okay.
Chestershire.
No. Leicester.
Leicestershire.
No, because it doesn't have a Shire on there. Leicester.
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 Okay. Leicester.
Our university.
Using the Stefan Boltzmann law and taking convection into account.
I don't know what any of those things are, but continue.
Convection's like...
You can have a convection oven,
right? Yeah, and it circulates heat.
Isn't that just fan bake?
So using the fan bake law.
Oh God, I had bloody grill on the other day. I had no idea.
Nothing's worse. Oh. And you come back and the top's... black and the bottom's nothing. The bottom's cold.
They should have had the words, not a symbol.
It annoys me. Mine's got triangles for grill.
Yeah.
Don't give me that. Just write grill.
Right, fan bake, grill, whatever the other ones are.
I don't think I've got a bake. I think I've only got fan bake.
Yeah, right.
I don't think I've got, but okay. I remember when Mum got an oven and had fan bake. She's like, now I want you kids to know, if you're putting something on fan bake, it doesn't take as long.
Mind blowing.
The fan.
Mind blowing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Our times are changing. So apparently no human would be able to survive in the air above a large patch of lava, as the temperature would be too high for humans to survive for more than a few seconds.
Wow. Okay.
So scientists are like, what's this silly game they're playing? Let's shut it down.
Floor is lava, you're dead already.
Floor is lava, get away from the lava, because if you just jump up on a chair, one, the chair will melt.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two, you're going to die.
Well, the heat above, even if you were on a chair, standing on a chair above lava, you'd instantly die because you're dead.
Because of the Stefan Boltzmann and fan bake law applying.
Right.
And if there's a fan in there...
Oh, yeah.
You're toasting.
Yeah.
You're going to cook way quicker.
Way quicker.
Yeah.
And if the lava's accidentally on grill, you're going to be really well cooked on the top, but on the underneath, you're not going to be cooked at all. So today's fact of the day is if you play the floor is lava with actual lava, well, you'd only play it once.
Fact of the day.
Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
Now this popped its head up yesterday on the internet and everyone was like, what?
I most certainly was like, what? Wait a minute.
I love it when someone comments on a corporate Facebook page and it gets a bit of steam.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse the upcoming pun, but it gets a bit of steam because people start liking it and commenting on it and taking their friends in it with the concerns. So then you see it on your timeline and you also then get in on mass outrage.
Some companies won't let you do a wall comment. I think Jetstar's one of them.
I'm
going to check that, but I think the last time I went to Jetstar, they didn't have a wall that you could comment on.
When a person with a personal page has their wall disabled, I think, what have you got to hide?
You've got two girlfriends.
And then when a corporation has not the ability to comment on the wall, I'm like, you know you're in trouble.
Yeah.
If you can't
I can't see a wall here. Posts. They're not letting
on that left-hand side there under the profile pictures is a thing that says posts.
Yeah, but their posts, not people's posts. But you can comment on their photos.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, right. So that's what you do. You're whinging.
Yeah. Oh no, here you go. Side ones. Yep. Cam's got a question. He needs his flight change. Good luck.
Good luck, Cam. A wall post. G'day guys. I was wondering if I could get my flight changed. Yeah. No.
Cost me $17.
Yeah.
Just want to change the time.
Yeah. It's inconvenient for me to travel at this time. Maybe that's why it cost $17 in the first place. Anyway, don't drag them into it. They've done nothing wrong today.
They've done nothing today.
I don't think we should unfairly drag them into it.
No.
So it's McDonald's that got this post. And it's not outrage, but someone asked the question, is it true that you're no longer doing the steamed buns?
Was this McDonald's New Zealand, the big one?
I'd love to know how that works too, because they've got millions of people on this McDonald's page, but it's international, but it seems to just address New Zealanders.
Oh, okay. Facebook magic.
Very clever.
Who knows?
I don't know.
So is this true? Because this is a little unknown menu hack, the steamed buns.
Yeah, explain this to me because I've never had one, but people always talk about it.
So at the lately they've got the screens you can customise your order and you do it yourself. You can just click on customize and you can add extra pickles or whatever sauces. There's one option where you can steam your bun. And I love a cheeseburger with a steamed bun.
What does that mean? So instead of putting it on the grill,
it's like a Filet-O-Fish bun. They steam it. They steam the bun so it feels warm and fresh.
Where do they steam it in?
A steamer or something. I don't know.
Where do they have their steamer? We're in their arsenal of cooking appliances. This is the McDonald's steamer?
I don't know. You're asking the wrong person.
I've never ever had a Filet-O-Fish.
Mark my words, they make any bun taste way better.
So you'd steam rather than grill. Well, that's the problem. And then this was raised by a user, Tom, who said apparently you guys aren't doing steam buns anymore.
Right. What did they say?
They said, hi, Tom. Fear not. We've spoken with the restaurant and they do accommodate requests for steam buns. And he said, you're blah, blah, blah. Your employees in Tauranga say otherwise. So it might have been just the one-off.
Oh, like a hard... Because sometimes I feel like the person serving you just can't be bothered with you.
And then yesterday here at the ZM offices, we made great use of the intern program and made the intern go and buy one of every burger.
What's the intern's name?
Jenny. I haven't met her.
Jenna.
I haven't met her. It's a her, right? I don't want to assume gender in 2018 with the current climate.
I'm sorry,
Jenna. That's a good intern program because some of these other interns, like if you go to a legal firm and you're an intern, the old mate will be groping your bum.
Oh, let's not rule that out. It's not Friday yet. No, that wouldn't happen here. Certainly not from anyone on this level of staffing. So we ordered one of every bun. What I'm not saying, whoa, what? Middle management are on above a grope every now and then? Yeah, right. So... the intern ordered one of every and asked for steam bun. They all got steam bun.
So it's a thing that you can still get a steam bun.
Have they tried to make it like a secret menu thing?
It's like it's not advertised, but it's there.
Like mixed fries at Burger Fuel.
Yeah, if you know about it.
Mixed fries. So you get kumara and potato. Well, I don't know if you ask for mixed fries.
Is that a thing?
Hello. Oh. It's not on the menu, but you can ask. And they mix them if you can't decide.
Hello. That's good because I want kumara fries, but I don't want a whole thing of kumara fries.
Same.
Mixed fries. Burger feels like, please shut up.
Please shut up. You're making our life difficult for us because then we have to put two things in the chip fryer.
But that might be what they're trying to do, like not put it, not commit to it on the menu.
Because then they're going to need to get a big steamer.
Yeah.
They've probably just got one sys steamer that they put in the microwave right. With a little bit of water in the bottom.
That's not how they do it.
Because how often are people actually ordering filet fishes?
Yeah. I've never thought about the steamed bun, but I mean, it's steamed delicious. Pork buns are amongst the best thing in the world.
Next level.
Yeah. The best. I'll go on record.
Okay.
The best thing. If I could eat one thing for the rest of my life without the ramifications of scurvy from not eating any fruit or veg,
that'd be
it. It'd probably be steamed pork buns.
Next on the show, there's something important that we need to do after yesterday's historical moment at Lancaster Park.
Oh, has it stopped going on about it?
No.
Because I'm pretty keen for that to happen.
If you'd kicked it over, would you still be going on about
100%,
it?
100%, yeah. I would have had a trophy made for myself yesterday.
ZM's Fletch, Vaughn and Megan.
The podcast.
For more, check out ZM online. ZM.